Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And back. Final hour has arrived. We appreciate all of you being here. William is in Maryville, Tennessee. Good afternoon.
You know, Paul, there's nothing better in D.C. for a politician than a great photo op, you know, with somebody that is much more famous than some of them. But, you know, I was thinking about this whole issue of what Congress could do, and I think Congress has to start. You know, when you have a complex problem, sometimes you don't know where to start. I think they have to start by defining what is a student athlete. Are they an employee? Are they an independent contractor? Are they an indentured servant? What are they? And one size doesn't fit all. That definition may change between sports, you know, whether it's a money-driven sport like football, basketball, or baseball, or one of the lesser non-profitable sports. And it's probably, Paul, also has to be bifurcated, you know, within levels of competition. You know, the definition for, you know, a D3 athlete may be different than a D1 athlete. And that's where you have to start. And if Congress doesn't do it, some judge, some federal judge is going to do it. And as there was a well-known federal judge in Arizona named Richard Bilby, and He was a cowboy, and you know, if the fence was broken, he didn't argue about it. You just fix the fence. And he used to say to us, he'd say, "Lawyers, I know what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to tell you right now, but one of you is going to like it, and one of you is not going to like it. Now go out in the hall and reach a compromise." And until somebody forces that, all this trip is a photo op, Paul.
Yeah, no, it is. And I mean, I think you have to try to enact change, but I'm not sure, though, William, taking everyone en masse is the answer. I know, and you know, that the commissioner and other people have been up there numerous times. I was in Washington last summer.
I remember.
And I was going through TSA at Reagan, a guy said hello to me, and I won't identify. He was a lobbyist for a specific school in the SEC, and he was a former governor or congressman or senator. I don't know who he was. I can't remember. He said, "By the way, I saw your friend Greg Sankey this morning." I said, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah, you know, we were with Mitch McConnell and this." As soon as I got to the gate, I texted the commissioner, and he said, "How did you know?" I said, "You can't go anywhere, commissioner. I promise you that, because there's always going to be a picture of William." You're 100% correct. The Big Ten obviously not taking kindly to the SEC's march on Washington. Will announce its new football schedule for 24. Tomorrow afternoon. These guys just—they have to. They're like a little kid. They just can't. They have to get into the action.
Look at me.
You know, we have a league here too. Mm-hmm. Ricky is up next in Sacramento. Hello, Ricky.
Hey, Paul. Listen, I just love that conversation you had with John Adams. That was fabulous.
Thank you.
That's the very reason what he was talking about was why I called you today. I've got a couple of questions I hope you could give me some answers to. And then if you would allow me a moment afterwards, I'd love to address that Alabama-Tennessee rivalry.
Sure.
But my first question here, Paul, for you is all the talk is about the 1-7 model or the 3-6 model, but that all works out nice, you know, when you divide it up to every 2 years. But to me, the perfect model would be two permanent opponents and 7 rotating for a 9-game schedule. Now, granted, it doesn't come out to the even 2 number, but I think it's just so much better all around. And to me, if 2 is perfect, 1.85 is pretty close to being perfect to me. In fact, I really tried to do a little homework before I called you. I got online, tried to find a math major that could tell me how we could get over this problem with an even 2 versus a 1.85. It was going fine until they wanted to charge me $125 for that information. Then I kind of backed off a little bit. But if you could tell me, I think, you know, like, for example, Alabama would play Auburn and LSU in my scenario. Auburn would have, they'd have Georgia and Alabama. Georgia would have Florida and Auburn. It just seems to work out great. So how can we make the numbers work?
Well, I don't. I think the model for 9 has already been set. Now, until next week, I really don't know how to answer it. But, hey, thank you for the call. I think all of these are great ideas, but you know, the SEC has put all these different models into however you do it. I'm not a computer data expert, but there are endless numbers of combinations, and they've run every one. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Chris is in Tennessee. You're on the air. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
We are doing well. Thank you for calling.
Man, a lot of ego on the show today, Paul. I've been listening to all these guys taking jabs at each other, man. Wow, that's exhausting sometimes, huh?
Well, it is what has been the meat and potatoes of this show for quite a while.
Well, okay, we'll take it. Okay, so Paul, here's the deal. NIL. Here's an idea. It's a little complicated, but it's not that complicated. Are we ready? We have time?
We do.
Okay. So let's say you take, let's say whatever the university is, big football, big basketball, whatever. You take a snapshot of every athletic program that receives resources from the university and give them a percentage of the resources they get. And then you take, from an NIL deal, from all the players, you take 20% off the top as a tax, a school tax, right? That leaves 80% of whatever. Let's say it's $100K for a football player. You take that 80%, you throw 40% of that into escrow, give the kid 40% to live on. So that's a lot of money for a college kid. I didn't have that kind of money. I had 3 jobs in college. You know, that's a lot of money, right? And then you give them tax breaks as students on the income to some degree as a student. You know, we do that with loans, right? Federal loans and whatnot today for students. And then you incentivize the 20% you took off the top and say, hey, if and when you graduate with a degree, 4-year degree, you'll get 10% of that 20% back. And then out of that 20% tax, you divvy it up and fund all the lesser sports based on their percentage of contribution. What do you think?
Chris, I'll just continue to say the same thing. These are all fabulous ideas. And none of them are going to be enacted. We are so far down the road. I give all of you credit for sitting at home and conceiving, but the SEC has its model. It has several models. They're pretty comfortable. They had a 9 or an 8 situation, and if tomorrow it was determined that they'd go to 9 in 2005, they would be ready to go there. I'm not suggesting any of you go to bed early tonight and don't stay up late to come up with another idea so you can call us tomorrow, but I'm just simply telling you that it won't be enacted. We'll take a break. You want to give us a ring? You can do so now. 855-242-7285. We had the president of the University of Arizona on earlier. John Adams joined us. We have had a number of other guests as well, and we'll get to your phone calls right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We welcome you back. In North Carolina, we go next to Bubba.
What's shaking, Paul?
Bubba.
How are you and our senior studio operator doing
senior
today?
Senior studio operator is doing great.
Good deal.
I walked in today a little bit early, and I thought he was on the phone with his agent.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably got a good agent. If he doesn't, he needs one.
He was talking to Jimmy Sexton as I walked in.
Jimmy Sexton is a man for Randy. He can hook him up. Hey, that guy you were talking to earlier, I think John Adams, he said he didn't think that...
John Quincy Adams, that's who we were talking to, yes.
Yeah, he said he didn't think that Tennessee fans thought much about Florida as a rival anymore. He's off his rocker. That's one of the most intense rivalries in football to a Tennessee fan. It definitely... Florida and Alabama are the top two. Georgia would be next. So, yeah, he's out of touch with the Tennessee fan base, I can promise you that. And I got a comment on the NIL. To me, everybody wonders what NIL is. To me, basically, it is capitalism in its purest form. And the problem with NIL is everybody... The powers that be are trying to figure out how and who can manipulate this capitalism that is happening with these student athletes. Okay, it's like telling a student athlete, "Well, you know, you can go over here and open your own car dealership, but we're going to put a limit on how much you can make selling cars." That's not right. They can't cap that. And just like Nick Saban says to these guys, well, this guy's making $8 million for 4 years. This guy over here is getting nothing. Hey, go out on the field and create some value for yourself. And the kids that do, you know, you can't hold it against them versus the kids that don't. You know, and I know hype and talent separates the gap somewhat, but still, you're going to get out of it what you put into it.
Thank you, Bob. We will see you soon. Bob in Fort Worth is up next. Hey, Bob.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hey there.
I never thought I'd have my thunder stole by a guy named Bubba from North Carolina.
No, that's not on anyone's dance card.
Because he said exactly what I was thinking. You know, Chris was on there a while ago talking about, well, you take 20% here and you put it over here and you give them 20% here. We live in a capitalistic world. You can't do that with people's money, no matter how they earn it. It doesn't make a hoot how they earn it. It's theirs. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree. I understand salary caps in the NFL when there's a union. There's no union in college athletics, so
I think
you're walking out of Detroit. I mean, Tuberville and all these guys want to put a cap, which in theory makes sense, but I don't think the structure of the Congress is right now, it would ever pass.
Well, that's why I told the guys who answered the phone, you know, all this trip to Washington, does starting a whirlwind ever make any sense to you? It's just, I think it's going to be pretty, and like you said, there's going to be lots of pictures took, and everybody's going to be friendly, and I don't think a thing's going to come out of it.
I don't think so either, Bob. Ultimately, I think they know that because they feel that they'll get some attention here. How much? There's so many competing interests right now in the news. The biggest news story of the day is about smoke coming from Canada. They will get some attention. They'll put all their best foot forward, and more than likely, we'll still be talking about this in about 6 months. And then next year, the word will be, we can't do anything. We're in election year. I mean, we are already in an election year. In the last 24 hours, three people announced for president.
That's right. And the guys in Washington, they'll pat Nick and them, them boys on the back and tell them, you'll be fine. Y'all go on home. We'll see what we can do. And that'll be the end of it.
Bob, tonight at this reception at the Capitol, the line to get your picture made with Nick Saban will go out the building.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
but
yeah.
That's not going to mean anything tomorrow when Saban's on the way back to Alabama.
That's what I'm saying. They'll pat him on the back and tell him, have a nice trip home, and that'll be the end of it.
Thank you very much. I think it's a good idea that they're doing it. I mean, it's better to do something than to sit around and complain. And until now, that's all. I mean, Saban, everybody on down has been arguing about what's wrong. Now, in fairness, Saban has been on the phone with all the people that he knows on Capitol Hill, which are many. And now he will at least get to meet a number of other people. And the conversation, the thing I'm going to be at tomorrow, you're going to have the NCAA president. That's a good thing, to get in front of him, to get in front of other major figures. But ultimately, Congress moves at their own pace. This is a tweet now from Capitol Hill. You've got the commissioner there, Nick Saban. Who else is in this picture? I'm trying to make it out. Oh, Steve Scalise, the House Majority Whip from Louisiana, talking to Saban, obviously an LSU fan there. So, I mean, this is what you're getting. You got a bunch of people in Washington. The end of the day, you go by and you grab a bourbon and you talk to Nick Saban. It's a pretty good night. And then tomorrow, Saban will spend some time with other people. I've mentioned this countless times. His best friend growing up is Joe Manchin, who is very influential on Capitol Hill. You've got Tommy Tuberville, speaks for itself. Larry is up next. Good afternoon, Larry.
Why do you put me on the end of this call? You sat and took up all my time with that crap. Sat and took up every bit of my air time.
Well, you got plenty. You got all you need.
We are leading number one recruiting in the 25 class, year 25. What do you think about that?
I really haven't given much thought to the 25 class, considering it won't be in until
We are. You did for 24 for Georgia. That's your problem. See there? You just
can't. Larry, I don't know about you. I do not live my life based on what a school is doing in a year and a half in recruiting.
I know, and that's like I said, you know why he don't send this picture to the show? He's probably at the post office on the wall. The guy, he's wanted for something. There's something wrong with that guy, Paul, and if you'll find out when Jim went to Belk's, my buddy was security, and I'll run the cameras on the shoe department, and I'll get you a picture of what he looks like for a little money.
Hold on a second. We got a serious conversation. So Jim said today that he was talking about going to Belk. For those of you who don't know, Belk is a department store primarily in the South. Yep. And didn't it start down the street? Yeah. And so Jim talked about how big the store was. Are we talking about the same store in Tuscaloosa? Are you sure we got the same?
I got one in Alabaster and one in Galleria. Here's the one in Galleria.
Well, I think I don't think Jim was at the one in Galleria. Hey, Larry, I don't think Jim was at the Galleria store. I think he was at the one in Tuscaloosa.
Hey, he can call Tuscaloosa, and he's in security, Paul.
You're saying that your friend in security is going to get the video of Jim shopping today.
Sure.
Larry, I don't want to go civil liberties on you, especially for someone like Jim. But I don't think that's any of your business what Jim looks like.
Hey, that's open to the public.
No, Larry. Security cameras are there for a specific purpose. They are there for the private use of the store management. In the interest of security, and if Jim, I mean, I feel like I'm representing Jim here, and Jim probably doesn't even believe in civil liberties, but Jim should not have his privacy infringed upon because you got a beer drinking buddy that's involved in security in Birmingham.
He's out in public. You see it on TV all the time. They're showing people in stores. Jesus, there's no names been mentioned. I ain't gonna tell you my boy's name.
We're going to fight this, Larry.
Well, you go ahead, little.
I'm going to call the ACL on you. And can you imagine when Jim gets a call tomorrow saying, "I am Mr. Goldberg from the ACLU." Jim, well, I ain't talking to the ACLU. Well, we're trying. We want to represent you.
I'm gonna go look at the video myself. I'm gonna go look at it, and I'm gonna tell you something. You know, a van run off a cliff with a lawyer in it. You know what was the problem? The van wasn't full of lawyers.
That's funny. That's hilarious. Hi, man. Is next.
Whoa. Well, good afternoon there, Paul. Well, that was an interesting call.
Yes.
You know, Larry seems to be real concerned about the Georgia 24 class being mentioned, and he wants to talk about the Alabama class that's still in high school. You know, that's kind of like Larry, you know, he's got one of them books with all the baby names in it, but he don't have a girlfriend. Not much to talk about there. Nothing to see. Nothing to see here. Keep moving, people. Keep moving. You know, Paul, I was listening to Jim talk to you about the Brando conversation. Jim called me last night, and I just sitting here watching public TV, and told Jim I was watching the Roy Orbison, you know, concert, Black and White.
Yeah.
And I tell you, Roy Orbison just doesn't get the credit he was due.
Only the lonely.
And he was big time, but he just doesn't get the credit.
Well, you're watching him on public TV. I'm assuming he's getting a little bit of credit.
Well, yeah, I mean, he is, but I mean, you know, you don't hear his name mentioned.
I mean, he's only been dead for, what, 50 years?
Yeah, but you don't hear his name. He was a real critical part of the rock and roll cog.
No, there's no question. I mean, McCartney, everybody talks about Roy Orbison.
Right, but we haven't talked about it, and that's why I brought his name up. And when I told Jim I was watching that, I tell you, Jim's got a whole lot of knowledge. I mean, he's got a wealth of music knowledge in his head. I mean, we talked probably 15, 20 minutes just about music.
Well, didn't he tell us what was the song he got so excited about? Remember a couple weeks ago?
What's that?
Who was that group that he, when he heard their song, he fixated on that?
Oh, yeah, that was the, I can't remember all the people.
Elton John.
He was talking
about. Yeah, it was like Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah.
Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah, no, it was the Funeral for a Friend.
Yeah. But I think that's the opening cut on Yellow Brick Road.
And it was the, there was a group of four people that were doing a song. And he really, really talked about that. And he knows a lot about Elvis's band as well.
Yes, we know.
The Taking Care of Business folks. Okay. But anyway, Paul, I mean, it was always a great call by Jim. And you handle yourself very well. And, you know, there was a guy yesterday, James from Georgia, wondering if all these people were real. You know what? I think it was James. James, if you pay me, I'll call you and then call Paul second. And I show you how real it can be. And then, Paul, I mean, you was talking about Nick Saban saying, you got to go out and prove your worth. You got to prove your worth. Real money. Well, Paul, I mean, you talk about the Mercury 7 and all those kind of people. When do I get that Zippo lighter?
Go to your mailbox Friday. Amazon is delivering it to you. We'll take a short break, and we're coming right back.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We're back. Ms. Pat joining us from Georgia. Good afternoon.
Oh, I've got to say, you are a saint. You know, I don't usually get to listen to the whole program because I'm doing stuff, but when my friend's husband's had a heart attack, so I'm keeping her dog, and I've gotten to listen to every single one of them. And you know, you have these people, regular callers calling and talking about each other and then forming alliances, and I would have never believed in a million years that Iman and Jim would be on the same page, and then there's Larry calling, and Squirrel, who used to hate me, he tolerates me now, but people still continue to attack Legend. Legend has turned his life around. He's always been my favorite caller and still is, and I just don't understand it. Unless it's jealousy. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. But, Ms. Pat, I think the one thing that you said that is so interesting is that tonight we've had countless callers talk about them calling each other. I mean, this show is becoming a large Facebook page at night. And
I know.
I wonder if we go off the air too early.
Yeah.
Maybe we should open just to make sure everybody can like their tweets and everything.
I know, it's amazing. Anyway, but I do love your show.
Do you talk to anyone outside, off the air? Do you have any people that you speak with privately?
Oh, I have a person that's in my Sunday school class, and he'll come in. The first time I knew that he listened to you, he came in and said, well, hello, Miss Pat. And I said, oh, my goodness. And so he knows when I call you and everything. He's a cool man. He's my buddy.
That's interesting.
So, yeah.
Well, I am emboldened by this, and I know some people, you know, like to make fun of us, and that's okay. We make fun of ourselves, but I do think we are providing some service to mankind. I don't know whether we accomplish anything from a sports standpoint, but...
Oh, Paul, you do. And I know I don't have a lot to say about sports when I call. It's always on my mind because, you know, I'm Auburn all the way. But I do love your callers, and I love to hear what they have to say. And, you know, I just really do, whether it's about football or what else.
Well, thank you, Ms.
Doesn't
Pat.
Matter.
You be well. You take care of yourself. Ron is in Virginia. You're on the air. Hey, Ron.
Mr. Paul, longtime caller, sir. Thank you for letting me on the show. I'm
thank
blessed.
You.
Paul, I'm going to throw this at you before I go on to see what you think. I'm going to nominate Tommy Tuberville for President of the United States. Now, before you go on, I'm going to tell you why.
Oh, I need
if
to
you
hear this.
Check, I'm telling you, Paul, there has never been an Alabama president in the United States. I think it's time. What do you think, Paul, before I go
well,
on?
It's true. Now, of course... one did run a number of years ago, and received, I think he won 5 states in the 68 election, but it was not enough to get him over the top. So Tuberville would. I don't think Tuberville is going to run for president, though.
No, I don't either.
I think Saban is. I think that's really what Saban is doing in Washington. He's going to announce an insurgent run against Joe Biden.
You know what, Paul? That's funny that you said that.
I think he could win, don't you?
Stand? That would be a even better nominee. Now, going off on that, this has got me bothered. I want to know what you think. You know, the SEC's, you know, going up and down on the 8 and 9 games. And, you know, next, the year after, we go to 12-game playoffs.
Right.
Now, if I'm correct, Paul, at first you can have 105 players on the first game on the roster, okay? Then once collegiate games start, like conference play, it goes to 80. Now, I have a question for you. If we go to 9 games in the SEC or whatever, or the 12 in the playoff, don't you think it would be better to add more players to the roster because of the players that are getting hurt?
Yeah, you brought up a point. At some point, we're going to talk to the SEC head of medicine about that, because 9 games adds more pressure, but 12 games, the 12th team playoff is really for the elite teams, those who are going to play not only an SEC game, but all the way through. You're talking about a real problem that needs to be examined.
Sure.
Hey, thanks for the call. We're up against the break. A few more minutes to go. We will be back. Final few minutes of our program on a Wednesday afternoon right after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Back, time is running out. Dale is up next in Colorado. Hello, Dale.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
We're doing great.
Hey, so I just got a quick question on Kurt Herbstreit the other day saying Georgia is the like the third best team in the SEC. Do you agree with that? I mean, what does Georgia have to do to get some respect around here, sir?
No, I do not agree with that. I didn't understand the whole context of it. I think he said he liked Alabama best of all, which is fine.
Yeah.
But
right, okay, so. But he said because Georgia lost this, Georgia lost that, they lost Stetson Bennett. But, Paul, Georgia lost 15 players in the NFL draft, and then the next year they went undefeated and won the national championship. So, I mean, what's his point?
I really don't know, and I haven't spoken to him in a while, but yeah, I'm eager to hear what he had to do. We'll try to get him on soon and maybe have him elaborate on that. But I really think that I understand LSU, I understand Alabama, but I still think Georgia is the best team in the SEC. So,
I think
it has everything to do with what's coming back, not what they lost.
I know, but I want your opinion. Do you agree with that statement, or do you not agree with that?
No, I do not agree. Let me make it very clear. I do not agree with what he said. I don't know how I can make myself any clearer. I think Georgia is the best team. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. As long as you can understand it, I think I'm making myself perfectly clear. Michael is in Georgia. Hey, Michael. Michael, you there? Doesn't sound good. Chris is up next in Texas. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Paul. Lifelong Aggie. I'm going to make a statement here. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Lord Acton.
And back in the day, the Longhorns used to recruit and pretty much everybody. They used to stack their recruiting lists, and it was addition by subtraction for them, subtraction from other programs. And, That's a corrupt form of recruiting. Of course, I think we can all agree with that. And, granted, other schools do similar things. And the NIL, I think, was an attempt to, you know, have some checks and balances. And of course, scholarship limits were an attempt at checks and balances. And now we're at a place, I think, where, the transfer portal gives the players power so that they can, check the coaches if they're not, their programs aren't being administered properly, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the next step probably, and that's why Congress is getting involved, is because a lot of these universities are losing their identity as academic institutions instead of football factories, quote unquote. So I think the next step is to control the money, which is, you alluded to salary caps early in the show. And I really liked what that gentleman brought to the table from Tennessee, the one with the beard. I think he added a lot of nuance to the conversation that I think needs to be talked about. How do you define these guys? What are they? And I think that the money is the next step, controlling it. And that's, I want to hear what you have to say about it.
I think you're right, Chris. I think when you lose control of that, you lose everything and whatever you are talking about. Thank you very much. Tex is up next in Tennessee. Hello, Tex.
Hello.
Hey, Paul? Good afternoon. You are on the air.
Paul, I'm a huge fan. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Number one. And I just want to tell you that I think George is going to get upset by Tennessee Martin week one. Got a feeling.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Tex. You're not going to be the only one who thinks that. Joe is up next. Hello, Joe.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum, man. I don't know what kind of prediction that was. But anyway, I'm going to take up for legend, Paul. So the man has bettered his life, Paul. And there's nothing wrong with going to culinary school. And a lot of these people, they've been calling and mentioning Waffle House because that's the probably most extravagant eating joint they've ever been to. And that's all they think there is Waffle House. So they think they're going to go in and find a legend working at Waffle House. Hey, he ain't going to go serve these rednecks, Paul. He's going to be working in a classy place. So, I'm sorry, I'm eating my gummy vitamins at the time. So,
well, that's okay. You need your vitamins.
That's right. I just got done eating me a high-class bologna sandwich with mustard and cheese. And, hey, I made that myself. I didn't even have to go to school to learn how to do that right there. It's awesome. But anyway, hey, I'm enjoying the show today. My phone's been messed up all day, and I finally had to cut it off.
Is there any reason why you could have waited to eat your gummy vitamins until after the call?
Well, I thought the call before me might last more than,
well, but
than 10 seconds.
It didn't go very, it did not last long, no.
Well, I mean, the gummies, they're down in the tummy, so, it's all good now. But, yeah, I take my vitamins every day, that's good for everybody to take the vitamins. And, because you can't just go out and eat fresh vegetables all the time. I don't have a garden, so, I get piggy weed the vegetables and I take my vitamins. So, hey, that's keeping me up to date, Paul. But, hey, I've been trying to get in all day on my phone for some reason. I couldn't call anybody. So I finally just cut it off and cut it back on, and now it's calling. So I don't know what was wrong with my phone there. But, it's Android, so maybe I need to update it to something else.
Anyway, how long, Joe, how long have you had that phone?
This one right here, about 3 years, I guess.
Okay, well, I'm no one to speak. I've had a phone about to say. But after a while, you need to get a new phone because they make these phones so cheaply that 2-3 years into it, it's not going to work very well. Hey, you take care of yourself. Let's move along. Davis is in Wisconsin. Hello, Davis.
G-Fast D-Father, what is the greatest football game you ever witnessed?
It was, I think, an Auburn-Alabama game, which is understandable.
Thank you kindly. Okay. I appreciate that.
What about you? Man, I mean, I've been hung up on a lot of things before, but I thought that was a really, we'll carry this conversation on a little longer. I'm wrong. I was wrong about that. Gentry is up next in Georgia. Hey, Gentry.
Hey, I just wanted to ask, if Dylan Raiola stays committed at Georgia, do you think that he could be another Justin Fields type situation because of the quarterback room Georgia has and the NIL and transfer portal things?
Yeah, I think the quarterback room is really the issue there because it is so loaded. Let me grab one more. Jay is up next in Florida. Hello, Jay.
Paul, good afternoon. I just wanted to say you continue to amaze and impress me, and you've gone up several notches today by knowing the beginning cut on Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album. I appreciate you so much, what you do for
well, Jay,
the
sports
in the
it was my favorite
South.
Cut. Everyone loved that record. I was not that big a fan, but I loved it. But Funeral for a Friend was just an – and I can't tell you how many times I listened to it, and I don't remember all the times I listened to it, but I know I did.
That's great. That, same here. Continue to love it now. And appreciate you, War Eagle.
Thank you, Jay. Great to hear from you. We're out of time. We will continue this tomorrow. Thanks so much for being a part of the program.